Roni Zone Productions, and JRDOnline.com presents Hosea, a Love Story. When the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, "Go take to yourself an adulterous wife and children of unfaithfulness, because the land is guilty of the vilest adultery in departing from the Lord."
Fish! Fresh fish! Sir, sir, I have caught this just this morning.
No, thank you.
Perhaps a scarf. Feel this lovely scarf. Buy one for your wife. Maybe two.
I don't have a wife.
For your mother, then, or your sister.
No, I'm sorry.
Leave this man alone. He has traveled far. I will show him around. My name is Gomer. I am well known in this city.
Oh, yes. I know her very well.
Don't listen to them. I've never seen you in town. Who are you?
I am Hosea, a prophet of God.
Well, a prophet among us. Tell me the secrets of my heart. On second thought, you'd better not.
You need love.
What did you say?
You are looking for love, but you'll never find it in the arms of many men. Only one.
What a strange man. Well, I need to go now. Goodbye, Hosea.
Goodbye. I feel she is the one. Yes. Yes, I know she is the one.
You stupid whore, get out of my sight!
I hate you. Your breath smells like a camel's ass.
Gomer, what happened? You're bleeding.
Oh, I'm fine. It would take more than words from that jackass who cannot satisfy me to hurt me.
Let me help you.
I don't need your help.
Yes, you do.
Excuse me?
Your father sold you into prostitution. And when you didn't make the money you used to, he kicked you out of his house.
How do you know this? Has my father sent you?
You need love. And I'm offering my love to you. Will you marry me?
Marriage? You are asking me to marry you? I have no time for such commitments. But I can pleasure you in every way possible. For a price. Let me wash up and...
You sell your body to pay for food and a place to stay. I am offering you my love, my devotion, my home, and someday children of your own. I don't want you for a few hours. I want you to be my wife.
Are you crazy? Have you been in the sun too long? I am a prostitute. No one wants me for more than one night. That's my life.
Will you marry me?
No one has ever cared for me. No one... I don't deserve such an offer. Don't you see what I am?
I have seen what you can be. What do you say?
What a strange man you are. I say, I must go. Ah, I found you. It's a perfect place for a prophet. What are you doing here?
I'm listening, praying, and waiting for you.
If this is some kind of joke...
No. I wish to marry you. You are the one for me.
Stop it. Just stop it. Either you're crazy or...
Or I love you?
Do you know who I am? Do you know what I do?
Yes, I do.
And still, you ask crazy questions. Why would you?
Look at me.
What?
Be my wife.
All right. You crazy little man. I can't believe I'm saying this. Yes. Yes, I will marry you.
Hosea, do you take this woman to be your wife?
I do.
And do you, Gomer, take this man to be your husband?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You have proclaimed these vows before God and man. May you both remain faithful to God and each other forever. Hosea, you may kiss your bride.
I love you, my bride.
I can't believe this. I can't believe it.
Gomer, I have a gift for you.
For me?
Yes, we've been married 6 months today. Open it.
Yes. Right. Thank you. It's lovely. And silk.
Put it on.
How do I look? Still alluring enough to seduce my own husband.
Oh, yes. Let's take a ride on our horses.
But... we can make love here on a bed of rose petals and spices.
No, let us ride to the hills and celebrate our love amongst God's creation.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I must go into town and sell some of my tapestries.
Can't it wait for a day or two?
No, I have made arrangements for them to be sold. We can use the extra money.
Well, yes, but God has always provided us with...
Yes, I know, but I made arrangements with a buyer. Surely you understand.
Of course I do.
I will return soon.
Goodbye, my love.
Goodbye.
Ah, the beautiful Gomer.
Please, do you have the money?
Of course. I even have a little extra. For something extra.
Yes. Follow me.
Gomer? Gomer, where have you been?
My husband. I have made much more money than I thought.
And how did you do that, my wife?
Your wife is quite shrewd.
Yes. What is this mark on your neck, my shrewd wife?
It's nothing. I caught it on a tree as I was running to my donkey. To come home. To you.
Of course.
Let me prepare some of the lovely fruit I picked up on my way back.
May I ask you something?
Anything.
Have you fallen back to your old ways?
How could you ask me such a question? How could I do any such thing to you?
You're right. Forget I asked you, my dear.
Now, let's talk about something else.
Another beautiful child. She looks just like you.
Yes, we now have 3 children.
We need a bigger tent. This is wonderful.
Yes, it is. It is.
Thank you. Gomer? Gomer, where is she? I have wonderful news. Soraya said her first word. Gomer? Gomer, my love, where have you gone?
So, how long may I taste of your sweetness this time?
Only for the afternoon.
I can pay for the whole night.
Not this time.
Let me try to coerce you to stay.
Ah! Oh. Well, maybe I can. Stay the night.
No, that's what I want to hear.
You know the rules.
Yes, yes, I know. The money brings the honey.
Now, let's try something new.
Oh, I see.
Mama! Yay!
Yes! Hello, my babies.
Well, my wife has decided to return.
I had business.
Yes, I'm very aware of your business. Here, may I introduce you to your youngest child, Soraya?
There, there, my child. Mommy's here.
But for how long?
Hosea, please.
How can you pretend to care about them if you keep taking these excursions? You have everything here. You want for nothing. Nothing!
You are upsetting the children.
Why are you doing this? All I have ever done is love you. The children miss you terribly, and it breaks my heart. I love you.
I know.
Do you really?
You will have to trust me. Now, let me put our children to bed.
Lord, why have you asked me to do this thing which breaks my heart? Why?
So much activity from such a small body. I am impressed.
Oh, yes. And I'm only getting started. You'd better drink some cool water. You're going to need it. Oh.
Why has such a beautiful love creature as yourself not found some rich ruler to make you the queen you deserve to be?
Just ready yourself for more love.
I know what I'll do. I'll gather up all my camels, go to your father, and ask for your hand in marriage.
Too much talking now.
I must have you as my own.
If you keep talking, I may have to gag you.
Goma, my love, I need to see you.
Mama! Come out, mother!
Please come out, my love. Your children are here.
Sounds as if the rich ruler has found you.
Who is that madman outside? I will deal with him. Hand me something to wear. Away with you, you crazy wretch! Why have you come here? What are you doing?
What are you doing here, Mama? Come home with us, please. Please, Mama, come home with us. Come with us.
Goma, come home to your family. Leave this behind.
You don't understand. This is my life now. I am very happy. I'm sorry you don't understand. Please just leave me. I beg you. Please just leave me.
You'll never be happy here. How can you say that?
No, Mama. You can't stay here. Come with us.
I will drag you all the way home. If I have to, Mother.
Leave this place, my love.
Yes, please.
Goma, just come with me. Give me your hand. I can take you away from all of this, and you know it. Please, I can give you whatever you want. You have my love. Isn't that enough for you?
Excuse me. My friend and I were having some time together, and you've interrupted it. And now, you are annoying me.
But she's my wife.
Sir, you may have had too much wine and come to the wrong tent. My love, do you know this man and these children?
Mama!
Come with that!
I have never seen this man or these children before in my life.
No! Mama, come with us, please!
There, you've heard her. Now leave us. And don't come back.
Oh, I won't be coming back.
Hosea.
What?
I am so sorry.
Are you?
Please, Mama.
Goodbye.
No, why isn't she coming home with us?
Come, children, let's go. So, my love, tell me of your exploits.
I have seen many places and many things.
Mama, you're bleeding.
I know, sweetie. I am. Come here, my children. Mommy loves you. Oh, this feels so wonderful. I am so glad to be home. Okay, children, kiss Mommy, and then let Mommy and Daddy have a few moments. Why did you come for me, Hosea?
I didn't want to. I wanted to leave you in your trap and never see you again, but... But God spoke to me, and he said, "Go again to the woman who loves many lovers instead of you. She shows you how the people of Israel commit adultery against me and have followed after other gods. Go again to her and return her to your house."
I don't know what to say.
There is nothing to say. How were you sold into slavery?
I had no money. And the men I met offered me food, clothes, and a place to stay. It was wonderful. But when I tried to leave, he held me as a slave to repay him. I thought I would die there. All I can say is thank you for paying my debt. I can never thank you enough.
I have only wanted to love you. I can't believe you're always so quick to run to other men when love has always been here for you.
I know. I do love you, Hosea.
Do you know how you have hurt me? How many nights I had to explain to your children in different ways why you were not home? How could you do this to me?
If you are so upset with me, why did you bring me back?
From the moment I met you, I had love for you. A love that goes much deeper than a silk face covering or an alluring scent. God has used you to show me how his people never rest in his love but always run to other things. I share in his pain. I see it, I feel it, but I'm also in love with you. Not your alluring facade, but your heart. My love for you is breaking my heart.
I don't deserve your love.
I can't take it back now.
I know. No.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Hosea, a Love Story. For more information, please visit jrdonline.com.